In our prayers this morning, you're invited to use this response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Let us pray. Father God, you promise that one day you will wipe away the tears from off our faces. In the meantime, please use these gifts that we may comfort those who sorrow, that we may preach good news to the poor, that we may bring your promise of freedom to people who are bound in sin or despair, and above all, that people would see your glory shining in the face of Jesus. To this we would want, as your church, to commit ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we do not see yet all that Christ's resurrection promises, but by the eye of faith we do see Jesus. Jesus who wept with us and for us. Jesus stepping across the garden to comfort someone who is weeping. So Lord, in this world where so many weep, speak your word of reassurance and peace and the message of your gospel. We pray for the communities in Palestine who are grieving at the moment, and pray that they and the Israelis would seek peace rather than confrontation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this world where many should weep and do not, send your Holy Spirit to melt hard hearts and open blinded eyes through the message of your gospel. We remember especially our friends and neighbors in Penicuik or elsewhere, and pray for them, that they would be open to receive the message of the gospel, be open for us to witness to our faith in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this world, many bring death to others or impoverish the lives of their neighbors. We pray for a greater international peace at this time of discord between Russia and the rest of the world. We ask that the leaders of all countries will be open to diplomacy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the stillness, we bring to you our own prayers. Almighty Father, increase our faith, give us the constant assurance of your presence, and hear the prayers that we make through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.